As the sockeye salmon runs in Bristol Bay hit their peak this summer, a group of chefs arrived to cook a few of them. They went to the east side and got a chance to see the Leader Creek processing plant as well as Katmai National Park. The tour was sponsored by Trout Unlimited as part of a campaign against upstream mining in the area where some of the bay's rivers originate. Adam Kane of member station KDLG got a chance to watch the chefs at work and brought back this report.
The chefs took the opportunity to give something back in the way that they know best, by cooking a meal. The main focus of the four-course meal was exactly what the chefs had come to study, Bristol Bay wild-caught salmon. In a kitchen full of top chefs, the sights, sounds, and of course the smells were spectacular. Chef Lisa Schroeder talked about why she always uses wild salmon at her two restaurants in Oregon.
Even if there wasn't a difference, there's 100 reasons to eat wild versus farm-raised. But besides all that, wild salmon just tastes better. There's no doubt about it. Put them side by side. One has flavor and is delicious, and the other one kind of tastes chemically.
Before heading up north, some of the chefs researched which foods were produced in Alaska, as Helene Keenan with Bon Appetit Management explained.
So we're going to glaze the salmon, the sockeye, with birch syrup, and probably a little bit of local honey and mustard, and glaze the sockeye, sear it, finish it in the oven real quick, and then do a take on like an Alaskan salmon niçoise.
In Alaska, following in line with the national mission of Trout Unlimited, the organization is putting a lot of resources towards protecting freshwater fish and habitats against the perceived threat of large-scale resource extraction proposed for the Bristol Bay watershed. Paula Dobbin is the communications director for Trout Unlimited, and she says that the reason for the trip was because chefs and restaurant owners play a big part in the movement to protect Bristol Bay from mining and resource development.
This is part of our Savor Bristol Bay, Vote With Your Fork aspect of our campaign.
At around 7 o'clock that night, sounds from the kitchen began to die down, and roughly 30 people from Bristol Bay and beyond made their way into the lodge to sample the expertly prepared dishes, which included an appetizer of smoked salmon with baked salmon mixed into freshly churned butter, onions, and garlic, and then spread onto toasted bread. The chef in charge of the appetizers was Quentin Topping. He's the executive chef for Google. He incorporates sustainably caught seafood onto the menu for the restaurant at the Silicon Valley tech giant. Dinner consisted of salmon mousse soup, and glazed salmon salad with pickled rhubarb, and king salmon with honey red onion compote on top of mashed red potatoes covered with port sauce. Dessert was made by Chef Joel Chanet from Mill Bay Coffee and Pastries in Kodiak. He made a cake and chocolate balls infused with salmon berry juice. The one ingredient that tied the entire dinner together, the local salmon, was what really made the meal. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.